Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
So today we're concluding our November sermon series that we've been doing called Who You Are. We've looked at the different phrases from the song Waymaker. So the first week we looked at that God is a waymaker. The second one we looked at, he's a miracle worker. Did I get that right? And then the third week we looked at being a promise keeper. Today we're going to look that it says that God is the light in the darkness. And we've got our little clip to run. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. And they say, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. So that is who you are. And today we're going to conclude that. We're going to be in John's Gospel today, the very first chapter. We're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And I invite you, if your health allows you, to stand in honor and reverence of the reading of the gospel lesson this morning. The scripture will be on the screen. It's also on page 862 in our black Emmanuel Bibles. But hear the words from the gospel this morning. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the word of God given for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts gathered here be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So our passage today begins the Gospel of John by revealing some things to us about Jesus. It starts talking about how Jesus, it says the Word in its capital W, so it's talking about a person, it's talking about Christ, that He was there in the beginning, that all things came into life through Him, that nothing came into existence without Him. But today, I want to focus on verses 4 and 5. So hear them one more time. It says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. You see, light's an important thing, but it's something that we've learned to take for granted. We're never truly in real darkness. We just aren't. Even last night, I was thinking when we laid down in bed, we cut all the lights off, it was bedtime, and my TV's got a little red light that glows. And after a little while, your eyes kind of adjust to it, and then thankfully, if you get up in the middle of the night, you don't fall everywhere because there's something coming from the hallway. There's your phone charging. There's always light. It doesn't matter what I do in here. It doesn't matter how dark we make it. There's still going to be something coming in, whether it's sunlight or moonlight. But darkness is something that the Jews of Jesus' day were very familiar with. And so when they talked about light, these Jews went back to their Hebrew scriptures. And so we're going to look at that in just a little bit of how God is the light in the darkness. And so we're going to look at today that God is the light in the darkness because He gives life. Because He gives life. And we've got it that light in this scripture is referencing Jesus. Hit me one more time there, DJ. Thank you. That it gives us life. In the beginning, we know that it says in Genesis 1:3, let there be light. Awesome. We knew that one whether we've been reading the Bible or not, right? We know that one. We got that one. Let there be light. Well, what had there been before light? True void, a darkness. No light existed. And then God spoke it into existence and it was there. So this week I started thinking, how does light really bring us life? How does Jesus really bring us life? Well, that one we can talk days and days about, but light bringing life. And then I was with one of my sisters this week. I won't tell you which one, but she's the mother of my favorite niece. So if you know me, you know who that is. But she's got this little plant that she did in Miss Angie's Sunday school class. And now I'm giving more hints away. But her name rhymes with Bailey. Little Bailey has a plant sitting in her windowsill, and she's amazed that it's growing. She's amazed that it's bigger than when she brought it home from Miss Angie's Sunday school. And her mother told her, said, well, I told you if we gave it some water and it got some light, it would grow. Are we not the same way? That if we would get some light, and when we let Jesus shine on us, then we can grow as Christians too. And so Jesus truly does bring us life, and light is what we needed. It's what the world needed to be spoken to existence. It's what we need to get us through. And Jesus tells us in John 8:12, he says, I am the light of the world. And he says he's the light of the world. And then he goes on and he keeps talking and he says that in him there will be life. And what he's talking about there is eternal life. So our eternal life does come from the light, but it comes from the light that is Jesus Christ. So Jesus gives us life. The second thing that really was laid on my heart this week that both light and Jesus does is it guides us. It guides us. How many of you, now we don't need them because they're on our cell phones. How many of you have ever swiped up and used that flashlight on your cell phone? Right? Some of us still have I've still got one of the old heavy-duty mag lights. It's a double. It's a light and a protection stick, you know? But we use those from time to time, and we used it again this week. We were walking. It was dark. The moon was out. We could see, but we couldn't see great. So what we did was we cut that little flashlight on, and somebody said, cut a flashlight on. There were three of us together. So instantly, all three of us cut a flashlight on. It might as well have been daytime at that point. We could see everything. So we walked, we avoided all the little things that could have caused us to trip or fall, and we were safe. Does Jesus not do the same thing for us? And this was something the Jews, when Jesus stands up and he says to them, I am the light of the world, when John's referencing this in the gospel and he says what came into existence was light, they're hearing what came into existence was the presence of God. Because in Exodus 13:21, it says the Lord went in front of them, talking about the people of Israel, in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along their way. That's how they knew they were going towards the promised land. That's how they knew they were going in the right direction. But at night, he came as a pillar of fire or light. And that's what guided them. That's what helped them travel. That's what directed them in all the things of their life. In the Psalm 119, it says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So not only is the Word, Jesus, but God's Word, the Holy Scriptures, they're a light unto our path. They are what guides us and directs us through our lives. And that's why it's not important for you to read it so you feel good and you check a box and you're a better Christian than your neighbor is. No, it's important because it guides and directs you into the light so that when you do experience times of darkness, that light is so bright that the darkness does not overcome it. It's very important. Did you know that there's no amount of darkness that can overcome light? Now, this is a terrible example, but pretend with me for a minute we didn't have windows. Okay? And I walked up here and I hit all the light switches off. I'm not going to do it because they're everywhere. And there's like two here and two there and four there. And it got really dark in here. It would be very hard at first, but those candles would still shine, wouldn't they? Darkness, it doesn't matter. I can add darkness to this room. It cannot make that light go out. Actually, what happens is the longer we stare at that tiny little light, the brighter it will get. And to the point where eventually, those of you in the back, just through those candles, you would be able to make your way forward if you had to. Same thing happens at night. It doesn't matter how dark it gets. Doesn't matter how cloudy it gets. The stars, the moon, it shines through the darkness. And I started thinking about darkness this week. Would you say that you've been through a dark time in your life? Some of us would say, hey, we're standing in the middle of a dark time right now, wouldn't you? But here's the thing. It's all about where our focus is. It's not that the darkness isn't real, but if we choose to focus on how dark it is, we lose sight of the little bit of light that we need. But if we focus on that light, the darkness will become irrelevant. Because Scripture tells us that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is a very simple statement, but it's also very true and very powerful. There is no amount of darkness, there is nothing you can go through that can suppress the light of Christ. There is nothing you will ever walk through in life, and I know that some of the things we walk through, they're heavy, they're dark, they're gloomy, we wonder if we're going to survive, but if our focus stays on Christ, there is no darkness that can overcome it. God's love, God's grace, and God's mercy will shine through any darkness. Now, I'm probably telling on myself a little bit, but y'all know that I'm at least part crazy. But I used to try to find silly things to help motivate my students. And one of them I came up with, I don't even remember how I came up with it at the time, but it was very poor English, so I'm sorry for all my grammar nerds in the group, but I told them to get your light on. That in their bad days, they needed to get your light on. When they came in with a bad attitude, I told them, you need to get your light on. They thought I was just talking about their light, their knowledge. I was talking about Jesus. See, they won't let you talk about the gospel in school, but you can talk about it. You just can't call it that. So I told them, I sat at my desk, and the light above my desk, I'm really telling y'all too much about me now. This is really how my brain works. But the light, it was what do you call that lighting? Y'all know, the fluorescent. They take years to warm up sometimes, right? And so the one above my desk wouldn't come on till like an hour into class sometimes. And then boom, it would pop on. And when it popped on, it was the brightest light in the whole room. And so then I would just always turn to him and say, I got my light on. You need to get your light on. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus isn't saying the same thing to us. That we just need to get our light on. That we just need to take what he's done and let him shine really through us. It's not even our light, it's his light. It just kind of comes through us. Because see, there's no better testimony to how God has helped you overcome darkness in your life than for you to shine into somebody else's darkness. When you can shine into somebody else's darkness, they can know that, yeah, what they're going through might be hard, but it's not going to overcome them. Because you're a walking testimony that God's light can help you through any of your dark days. In a moment, we're going to sing My Hope Is Built. And the second verse starts. It says, when darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. That's what shines into our darkness. It's what shines into whatever it is you deal with. Is God's unchanging grace will shine so bright that nothing will overcome it. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com, or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.